everybody. It's episode 35 of the Shitty Shark Show. This is a special show for us. It's another one of our double features. I picked a couple of mega shark flicks that we're going to watch. And we're going to talk some shark bites and just generally have a good time. With me, as always, is the crew, Monster, Maddie, and Keith. My amigos in sharky goodness here. So, how's everybody doing?
Good.
Sharktastic.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and start with Keith. Hey, Keith.
Yes.
Shark bite.
My shark bite is, if you could outswim a shark, is it possible? Is it possible to outswim a shark? And it truly ain't. You can't, if you were to race a shark, a human being is not humanly possible to outswim a shark. It has been tried. Olympic swimmer, he won every single medal at the Olympics. Shark Week, could not beat a shark.
Okay. And
it is damn. If it was a striped on race, it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on Shark Week. They like gave him an advantage too, or something. Didn't they give him like flippers or whatever?
Yeah, couldn't beat a shark. It's humanly impossible.
No, he only lost by a second. Michael Phelps only lost by like a second. And the thing was, is he wasn't actually racing a shark. There was no shark behind him. If there was a shark behind him, a lot faster if a shark's behind you chomping at your heels. So he
probably,
being that he only...
You're getting the shark attacked by a shark, you got to be able to maneuver and get him.
All right, we're all over talking each other. Let's not do that.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean you had to stop talking. Just one of you in talks at a time.
Yeah, no, I was trying to explain, but yeah, I got you.
All right. Hey, Keith.
Yeah.
What's brown and sticky?
I don't know. Cleveland Brown.
A stick. I thought that was pretty self,
yeah.
Oh, my Tory. I have a shark bite. You ready for my shark bite?
Yes, I am.
All right. So the students at Point Verde High School in Florida were in for a shock when they arrived for classes at the end of the year. As a senior prank, some graduating students had hefted a large shark up into the rafters by the main entrance, a dead shark. The joke may be on the kids who did that, though, because they think it could possibly be a protected sandbar shark. So they might be into the trouble. It might not have been that good of a prank.
Oh, wow. That's shitty to do.
Well, my understanding is it was already a dead shark.
Yeah.
They thought it was funny to hang it up there. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I'd be pretty freaked out if I was at a sandbar and I saw a shark. A dead shark.
So they were walking into the school. Mm-hmm. And somebody had hung a shark up in the rafters by the entrance. And it wasn't a sandbar. It was a sandbar shark. It's a type of shark.
Oh, a sandbar shark. I thought you said a sandbar.
No.
That's pretty freaky, though. Like, if I was the principal, I'd be, like, really pissed. I can't believe those kids weren't, like, completely, like, fucking freaked out by it. I'd be scared. Like, what the hell is this?
Hey, Monster.
Yeah.
I went to the world's tiniest wind turbine museum last year. Yeah. Honestly, I'm not a big fan.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
I flipped a coin the other day. It was quite the toss-up.
All right, Maddie, what you got?
So I found out that according to CNN, new studies find that the megalodon may have gone extinct because of the great white. And I thought this would be fun since we're talking about mega sharks.
All that. I saw that. That was really interesting.
That's really interesting. And they really don't even know much about, like, the Megalodon, but they were doing studies, and, like, if you look at the picture of, like, the two teeth, it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought that was really interesting. Because, I mean, one is so huge, it's amazing to think, like, the great white, a smaller shark, would have led to the extinction. But,
well, I think what they were saying is they were competing for prey, and the great white was just more efficient.
Exactly.
And just basically, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Until there was not enough food left for the biggins, and they croaked. So. Yeah,
you'd think megalodons would have just ate the... great whites.
Yeah.
The big fish all eats a little fish.
Hey, Maddie.
Yes.
I was really, really disappointed the other night. I wanted to get a new lighter, so I searched Amazon for new lighters. All they gave me were matches. Matches? Amazon?
Yeah.
All right. It's that time. Monster, what do you got?
Well, you know, I always got a couple. Since Maddie didn't pick any of the ones I was looking at, I actually have three today, but they're all pretty quick ones. But one, there was a there's a guy who encountered a bull shark. He was fishing with his kid or whatever, and he got a bite, and he knew it was something big. He said he pretty much thought it had to be a shark because it was so big. You know, it was so much struggle to the line when he was trying to reel it in and stuff. And so it was a bull shark. And but what he didn't expect was as the bull shark was like on the top of the water there, and he was messing with it. I don't know what he was trying to do, get the line out or whatever. A gator happened to come up right next to the shark, like it was going to eat the shark, because it saw the shark out of the, you know, kind of almost out of the water, and so then it took off. The shark basically just took off, and then the gator swam off the other way. But the guy took a picture of it, so you can see the whole, photo of like the gator right, literally like a foot behind the shark, you know. So, and that was out of St. Lucie County, Florida. A guy named David Zinn, like I said he was out fishing on the river on May 28th. So this was just recent too. So, but he said it's not often.
Yeah, I did read about that. I was just going to say I read about that, and that's wild. Kind of goes with our Crocosaurus mega shark versus. Crocosaurus.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so another one I saw too was so this guy took a video of, they were calling it a zombie shark.
Is that the one where it came
down from Mexico? Yeah, and
they released the shark, and almost immediately another shark almost completely bit it in half.
No, this is something different. They were baiting a hook, and a guy was in a cage while watching sharks, and the shark. Swims by, and they got good footage of it. And the thing was, is when you look at it in a certain spot, you can see the eye is all completely white, like a dead eye. So they were saying it's a zombie shark, but apparently what I was reading, and this came just from the other I think this was even possibly today, June 2nd. So, yeah. And they were saying, and it was 125 miles off of the coast of mainland Mexico. But so apparently it's not a zombie shark when you see a white eye like that on a shark. So apparently what they do is right when they attack, this is the great white we're talking about, right when it attacks, it puts this film over its eyes to protect its eyes. So whatever it's attacking can't hurt its eyes the moment it bites. So I thought that was pretty cool. And you can see a picture of it where the eye is completely white, like a dead eye, like a dead zombie looking shark. So it looks really cool. There's a bunch of photos of it and stuff. And
yeah. Did you guys see the other article that hit that was about a zombie shark?
No, I didn't see that one.
There was some fishermen who caught a, I think they said 10 or 11 foot long shark And it was a catch release situation, right? So they released the shark, and a great white almost immediately came up and bit it. And basically, if you see the shark, it's like right from the fins back, like its entire torso is gone. And there you can see the spine, but it's like front of the shark, a little bit of spine and the tail. So like that whole big section in the middle is gone, right? They said they watched it swim around and feed for 25 minutes before it died.
Dang, it still ate.
Yeah, crazy. It was still like
eating. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was still intact.
There's actually a zombie shark that's fucking badass. I never heard of one.
If it's not a real zombie shark, dude, it's just a shark that probably didn't know it was that injured or whatnot.
But yeah,
if you do a web search after the show, you'll see it. It's gnarly looking. All right, yeah, what was your third shark bite?
Yeah, this one I just thought was really cool, so I wanted to say this one just because I thought it was a really cool ordeal. And this was posted today via ABC News as well, June 2nd here. I think we're on the 2nd, right? It is the 2nd. This was posted earlier today. And so there was a giant turtle that was pregnant, that had apparently got attacked by a shark. It was a 50-year-old, 388-pound turtle that was pregnant. And they said there was scars on the shell that indicated it was previously hit by a boat and attacked by another shark probably earlier in its life and stuff. And it bit off like half of its left fin, the shark did, of the turtle. And so they found the turtle and they stabilized it and brought it to a recovery place. You know, I don't remember if it was a zoo or whatever. Some kind of zoo in Miami. And so they basically like rehabbed it and stuff and did surgery on it to give birth. And they said that there was about over 100 eggs and stuff, and that it's doing better. And, you know, it's still alive, so it lived, but it had its left fin completely bitten off. And this is, like I said, a 50-year-old, 388-pound turtle, man. That's a giant turtle. So, but I thought that was really cool that it survived, and they it was able to give birth to its babies and stuff. So, and they took the babies to a man-made place to, you know, to help them, help hatch them and stuff, so.
Yeah, turtles always amaze me in that same right, how the babies, they just lay the eggs and then the babies just go into the ocean like that. Those babies gotta be amazing.
No, when you say they lay a shit ton of eggs and most of them get killed.
Yeah, they lay 100 and only probably about half of them even really get, born.
Less than half make it to the ocean.
Yeah, because they have to survive on the land, not get eaten, and then make it back out into the ocean and then not get eaten again. So.
And when you see the hatching times, people have started to protect them. But if you see like a natural setup, there's like just thousands of eggs from all these turtles. They all hatch around the same time. And the birds are just like feasting and very few make it to the ocean. But it's just nature's way. There's enough of them make it there to keep the population going.
Yeah. And I just thought it was cool because, it had gotten bit and lost half of its left fin, its left fin basically to an entire shark. The shark just bit it and it had been attacked before and survived that too. And it still gave birth to its baby. So I thought that was like a pretty cool triumph story, So.
Hey, Maddie.
Yeah.
So like last weekend I went to a wedding. It was so beautiful. That wedding was so beautiful that even the cake was in tears.
Oh my God.
Good one.
All right. I'm done. That's my jokes for the show. I promise everybody I don't have any more.
Oh, you can always give more jokes, John.
I know I can always get more, but I'm not going to. I don't want to torture everybody. All right. So, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to do the first of the two double feature. We're going to start with 2009's Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. So listen to some trailers, and we'll be right back.
Now, enter an underwater world of terror and suspense as you face the jaws of death. Here is the story of a man determined to stop the killing of sharks.
You didn't catch this shark.
Sure I did.
Alone, he dares defend man's most dreaded enemy, destroying all who defied his warnings.
Well, they can't go ahead and just kill all the sharks because they don't understand them. Now, can they? They'd put a bounty on them.
In a moment of danger, deadly sharks once saved his life. Now he lives and kills as one of them, blood brother in a mysterious shark cult.
You don't have to be afraid of any shark when you're with me.
And now, without further delay, I'm proud to present the Aquamaids Real Live.
Here is sheer terror. Unforgettable action, captured with some of the most daring underwater photography ever brought to the motion picture screen. Stark, chilling realism that plunges you into a twilight world of thrashing danger. Filmed without the benefit of cages, mechanical sharks, or other protective devices. A unique adventure that thrusts you into the jaws of death.
And we're back, and I am going to talk about the first of my two movies that I picked, and that is Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. So this is a really simple movie. You have some Navy guys, military guys, doing some illegal experiments with sonar, and it makes a bunch of whales really pissed off. And the whales in the sonar, they're all like making a racket, and then a big chunk of ice falls off a glacier and lets loose a shark and an octopus that have been frozen in combat, and they immediately swim off. Underneath the ocean as well, the witnessing all of this is Dr. Debbie Gibson piloting a submarine and kind of being cool. She was looking for the whale, so she was super happy, but then she realizes some shit went sideways. And so they're all kind of like wondering what the hell's going on. The sub gets bounced around, which is important because Dr. Debbie gets fired for borrowing the sub without asking. So she loses her job, but then there's a, my brain is not working right. Hold on. All right. So like, then we see that the giant octopus attacks a drilling platform, and Dr. Debbie investigates a dead whale, and she finds like some evidence that basically leads her to a giant shark tooth. Then this is the movie that has the most famous scene of any asylum film ever. With all due respect to Sharknadoes, there is not a scene that I think has more hits on the internet, on YouTube, than that damn shark jumping 30,000 feet in the air to eat an airplane.
Oh my God, don't get me started.
Yeah, it eats a commercial jet. And then we get back to Dr. Debbie. She does some science, and she tries to convince her associates that it's a megalodon. Then the government bursts in and takes our heroes to the base. After a half hour, Lorenzo Lama shows up as the government man asking for help. And then they decide to use pheromones to draw the monsters to both Tokyo and San Francisco so they can be contained, because that's something that they can do. That doesn't work out. And the shark eats the Golden Gate Bridge. And then eventually they just figure out, let's bring the two of them together and they'll kill the hell out of each other. And they did. So you have the giant shark mega shark fighting the giant octopus while Dr. Debbie does science and falls in love with the Japanese dude and Lorenzo Lamas. I'm not sure what his character does in this movie other than just kind of be there. So you got Deborah Gibson, because she don't like Debbie because she's all grown up now. And Lorenzo Lamas, like I said, it's weird because I'm going to say one thing before I let you guys chat. To me, Mega Shark and Giant Octopus falls in that sweet spot for the asylum. There was like a 7 or 8 year period where they were really trying They didn't have a budget. It didn't always work, but they always, always were trying. And at least trying to make something entertaining. And I kind of found this one to be not good, but sort of entertaining. So, Monster, what did you think about Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus?
Oh, man. I'm not really a fan of this one. First off, it's Debbie Gibson, man. She's not an actress. She's a singer. She's not an actress. Anyways, I mean, I know she acted a little bit, but she's not a good actress by any means. and Lorenzo Lamas, I love him, but man, yeah, it's like, what was his point in this movie? Just so they could say that Lorenzo Lamas was in the movie? I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I mean, some of the CGI is all right, but like, the shark doesn't even really fight the giant octopus. It's just like tentacles wrapped around it half the time. You don't even really see like real, I don't know. All I got to say is it's better than Megalodon versus Bigfoot. So, which isn't saying much, but.
Yeah. Why do I get stuck with Megalodon versus Bigfoot? It's actually the anniversary of our student.
Yeah. We're not talking about that movie. We're not talking about that one. and what do you mean?
The movie that shall not be named.
Yeah, hold on, Keith. What do you mean get stuck with it? That was your choice.
I know, but when I pick these movies, sometimes I'm just like, this will look good, and then I'll watch it later. It's a shark movie. And then I'm like,
Keith, you loved Bigfoot versus Megalodon. You said it was one of the best movies we reviewed when you watched it.
Actually, you did, but. But Keith,
I said that because it was artsy and stuff like that, and then you guys reviewed it, you totally shit on it, and then it was just trippy to me. And I don't know how the difference from
we're not all talking these about that movie. We're not talking about that movie. I'm shutting that conversation down. Talking Mega Shark versus Giant.
I don't know how this happened.
So,
that's my bad, John. That's
Monster, bad. I got a bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
All right. You wanna say Debbie Gibson's not a good actress? Yeah. She's not an Oscar-winning actress. She's not going to win any awards. But I know you and I have watched independent film with legitimately dreadful, untalented people trying to act.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She is at least passable. Yeah. I'm not saying she's awesome. But she's sitcom good, and sometimes sitcom good, especially for an asylum movie, is fine.
Yeah, I just thought, in this one specifically, like, I don't know, I just thought her acting wasn't because I've seen her in some other things. I mean, I even saw her in professional wrestling, and she did a better job in professional wrestling acting.
Did you ever see the movie that she and Tiffany did together for the asylum?
I think so. What was it called?
I can't remember the name of it. All I remember is a scene where they're like in the water and they know the monster's with them. And they're like, I think we're alone now. There doesn't seem to be anybody around.
Right.
And they do like fucking a whole like riff on that song. And the first of all, the lyrics of that song somehow fit that scene so good. But yeah, no, I mean, I don't mind her in this.
I'm just going to say look.
And the shark eats an airplane. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, because this one compared to the next one that we're going to talk about, I was hugely disappointed. That's all I'm going to say. So,
So Maddie, what do you think about Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus?
When I first saw it, I wasn't a huge fan. I've had the Blu-ray for years, but it's really grown on me over the years. You know, I think it was one of the first, correct me if I'm wrong, John, because I was going to try to do some research, but I didn't. But, you know, one of the first shark movies, I think the Asylum really did. So this is really what jump-started, you know, their shark movies, right?
Yes, and it's also the first movie that Asylum ever made. They got a theatrical release. Very limited, but it actually showed up in the theater.
So this movie is actually really amazing in that way. And also, like, it jump-started one of my favorite shark movie franchises. I honestly can't believe this is the first time we're talking about a Mega Shark movie. But, like, Mega Shark is, like, the Asylum's Godzilla. And I don't care if the fight scenes and stuff aren't that great. I mean, they're fine to me. I mean, the CGI isn't great, but, you know, they're just getting started out. And, you know, I think the movies in this franchise got better. Well, Mecha is my favorite, but we can talk about that if we ever do that one. But, you know, I mean, you said John. What?
I was going to say, that was my point, is like, I because when we get to the next one, I'll say more, but that was my point, is compared to, like, what the next one was, this one wasn't as fun, so. Anyways.
Yeah, but this is like an origin story. I mean, not really, but you know what I mean. But, you know,
yeah, I get
a shark jumping out of an airplane, which is the main scene I remembered. It had been a while since I watched it, and, like, that shit's hilarious. And it's eating the Gold Gate Bridge. What the fuck? I mean, this movie's still wild and fun. I mean, I still really enjoy it. And honestly, I think it gets better with every viewing.
Well, and they're not... There's like... It's like charmingly shitty. Like when they keep switching back and forth. Or like, we have a destroyer fleet. And they keep switching back and forth between a battleship and a destroyer. And they do it in the next movie as well, where it's like the footage keeps switching back and forth. And you know, in the next one, I'll talk about something that's really funny. But like, you know, you see the guys on the guns. Well, I remember climbing over the battleship North Carolina, which is a World War II battleship. It's a museum piece. And I remember climbing and spinning them guns around, because that was something you could do. So I don't know where they shot that, but they shot it on a museum ship. And I thought it was kind of funny that they kept saying, well, it's a destroyer. And I'm like, no, that's clearly a giant ass battleship. But then at other points, it does actually.
I get that right, though. I mean, you know.
Huh? Well, yeah. I mean, you don't expect accuracy out of a movie like this. I mean, it's a giant shark and a giant octopus. And and you're. Your lead character is played by Debbie Gibson.
Right? Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
You just kind of wing it and have fun. And, you know, what this feels like to me a lot, and this is when, for me, the sweet spot for The Asylum, is I felt like they were trying to make modern versions of those goofy-ass 50s monster movies, where it was like...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Giant bug. Or, you know, a giant octopus, or, you know, a giant fucking, what was the weird one? There was like a worm. Hell, man, they had the fucking monolith monsters, which were rocks trying to take over the earth by getting wet, growing tall, falling over, getting wet, all growing tall again, falling. I mean, so they just were going cheesy. And I don't know, man. I will say there's like a part where they're trying to... They're doing the whole thing where they're trying to lure the creatures to, like, you know, San Francisco and Tokyo to trap them. It slows down a little bit there, but for the most part, it's 90 minutes. It's kind of brainless. I like it. So, Keith, we haven't heard you talk about this movie yet. So what do you think, Keith?
I watched it. I thought it was an awesome movie. Debbie Gibson. I don't know how you could hate on Debbie Gibson. She's beautiful. She had one of the best songs in the 80s. I mean, still going. It may have been, you know what I mean? This type of movie and stuff like that, which I wonder, like, you know, some of these stars, like, they do so big and then they end up in a movie like this. And it's not bad. We all love them and everything like that. But you expect them to be in like real big movies and stuff like that. But I guess that's how the industry goes. I love Debbie Gibson. I thought it was heartwarming.
What song? Loving,
what was the name of that song? When you started singing it, I knew.
That's a Tiffany song. That song
go, how, where do we go now?
No, that's a Tiffany song, and it's a cover of a classic 60s tune.
Debbie Gibson, though, she sings, though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong. What song did she sing?
Well, she sang a lot of songs, and as somebody who was alive in the 80s, I can tell you honestly, I like Debbie Gibson, but she does not have one of the best songs from the 80s.
I'm telling you, she was in the 80s. That was amazing to me and everything that she, like, you know what I mean? She's still around. She's doing movies. You know, she was amazing.
Well, to be fair, this is 13 years ago, so.
But I thought it was a good movie. I think if you get into a lot of these versus movies and stuff like that, and what we're going to see with this double feature is, it's a lot of like, it's a lot of the shark, the mega shark, taking over and fighting these beasts. And I mean, no spoiler alerts, but you know what happens at the end, and these big endings, these huge endings with huge end battles and stuff. They may have dragged out a little bit, but at the same rate, you had to have a mega battle at the end, and they truly did that. I dug this movie. I really dig the actors and actresses in this, and I really thought it was a hell of the features, and they had a lot of people acting in the movie and stuff like that. I thought it was a great movie.
Okay. Well, so I'm not sure what Keith just said, so, but yeah, okay. I'm going to give it an enthusiastic fins up. Maddie.
Oh, yeah, definitely a fins up. I mean, like you said, John, turn your brain off, grab a couple beers, grab some friends, watch some Mega Shark. I love the Mega Shark franchise. This movie has grown on me over the years, and like I said, it kind of jump-started the whole Asylum Shark franchise, you know, before Two-Headed Shark Attack and Sharknado and all that stuff. I mean, it's a lot of fun. Just, you like Godzilla versus, you know...
All right, well, okay, hold on. First of all, I gotta stop you there.
Stop me.
I understand this is like Asylum's Godzilla because they do a bunch of verses, which is very much what Godzilla was, but this is not on the level of small Japanese men in rubber costumes smashing models. I like this movie, but this movie has some really not great digital effects, and it's all digital.
It's awful.
I'll say the digital effects in the next one I think I have more issues with. But yeah, I mean, they reuse a lot of shots, and they don't do a great job. They don't do a great job basically compositing the shots. So I'm not going to sit here and put this on the same level as some classic kaiju movies. But I understand what you're drawing is like, this was their franchise for putting the giant shark versus this and then versus this. Yeah. I mean, they even kind of get their own mecha thing going on in the mega shark franchise. So I totally get what you're saying. I just don't want anybody out there to be like getting angry that they're assuming that we're saying these are as good as those. Some of the Godzilla movies are quite bad, but these are not as good as like the classic, really awesome Godzilla movies.
Well, no,
I'm not talking about the American ones. I'm talking about small Japanese men in rubber suits smashing models.
I mean, it shouldn't be compared to those almost. I think it's in its same like, hey, we're going to make some movies. We're going to make some versus movies. I don't think they went out and they aimed to be like a battle royale or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's decent.
Yeah. All right. Monster, let's go ahead and get your opinion. Oh, Maddie, you were fins up, right?
Yes, fins up. Yes,
fins up. Excellent. Okay. Monster, where are you at with this? I think I already know.
Well, actually, I'm going to give it a dorsal fin slumped over. It's not bad, but it's not good. I don't know. Like you said, the CGI is not the best. Their fights weren't the best, but at least we did get a fight, unlike the movie that shall not be named that promised the fight that we didn't get. So at least we got a fight in this one.
Ooh, I mean, hell, at least our characters were on the water in this one. Jesus, that last one. Holy
crap.
At least they were real people.
Yeah, there's actually sharks in this movie.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, again, admittedly, the bar is not very high, but I, you know, Meg Shark versus giant octopus, it cleared that bar.
Yeah, I'm just saying the acting wasn't the greatest. You know, the editing's not so great. The music isn't very great. There's not really any much that's really too great, but it's not bad. It's still a fun movie, especially if you have like a bunch of friends and you're just getting drunk or smoking or doing something, and just you throw this on, and something everybody can kind of laugh at and have fun with. It's not a bad movie, but it's not a good movie. You know, it's just kind of one of those ones. And I'll get more into that when we talk about this next one, because I have a little bit different opinion about the next one. So. But yeah, so I give it a dorsal fin slumped over. It's not bad, but not good, you know?
All right, Keith, what do you got?
I felt like the more we talk about it, the more, you know, I find out about the movie and stuff from you guys. It amazed me, you know. I thought, hey, it's a movie you watch, and then you're like, you get into it and everything like that. I thought it was good. It was another versus movie, you know what I mean? Better some more than others, but I'll give it one fins up. You know, I was amazed more the more we talk about it and everything. I was like, hey, there's some actors and actresses in there that, you know, it will amaze you, and you'll be like, hey, I remember this guy from this movie and this chick from Singing Back in the Day. I thought,
wouldn't say amazed.
Digitally, it was where it was supposed to be. It wasn't going to be, you know, some big time movie or anything, but digitally, it gave you enough to get to where you're like, I get it, you know, and it's entertaining and it's cool to watch. And it would be cool to drink a beer and watch that or smoke. And watch that, because
I have the feeling that Keith is like, you know, the $5 hooker gets me there too. So
yeah. Why buy the 10 when you can buy the 5?
Of course.
And of course, Keith's idea of an expensive was a $10 hooker. So
yeah. Okay, so then.
Not forget that he's for $5, okay? A stink bug for $5. Come on.
Hey, I was just gonna say that, monster.
All right, so we've all got our thoughts in on this one. We're gonna take a quick break, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about the first sequel in the Mega Shark franchise, and that is 2010's Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus. Because it ain't a movie if you don't got a Crocosaurus. I don't know why I like saying Crocosaurus, but I like saying Crocosaurus. So we'll be back right after this.
Don't miss the most unusual and exciting horror motorcycle film yet made.
I come to offer you youth and fresh, fresh blood.
Hey, we all know how we're going to die, baby. We're going to crash and burn.
Werewolves on Wheels, starring Steve Oliver and Severn Darden. The story of a motorcycle gang who ride into a new kind of hell. They ride wild, play hard, and fight brutal.
I write your unholy name thrice in blood.
Cry of Satan, you are one with them. Cry of Satan, you are one with them. Cry of Satan.
Werewolves on Wheels, the most eerie, the most chilling, the most terrifying motorcycle horror film ever made. Their survival was the torch, as one by one they became terrifying, bloodthirsty werewolves on wheels. Don't miss the first horror motorcycle film ever made, Werewolves on Wheels. Rated R.
Zombie flesh eaters. Zombie flesh eaters. Zombie flesh eaters. Now playing in a theater near you.
Won't have to take this abuse much longer.
Hey, we're back, and we're going to talk about Mega Shark versus Crocosaurus. So it opens with some guys working a diamond mine under the guidance of a dude with a gun and a terrible Australian accent. They're like digging and looking for stuff, and they accidentally like cause a cave-in that releases the Crocosaurus, or maybe just pisses off the Crocosaurus. And then the action then moves to another destroyer, and I'm using air quotes, is awesome podcasting. But like that is actually battleship footage. And there's a new shark guy, Lieutenant Urkel. And Lieutenant Urkel is doing experiments and science stuff with sound waves, which I'm sure is going to be important later. They are currently tracking something because I think the Navy knows, and Lieutenant Urkel thinks the Navy knows, that the shark from the first movie actually didn't die. So this is, in fact, a proper sequel. The shark attacks the destroyer, which is also, like I said, the battleship footage. And here's where it gets personal, guys. The mega shark kills Lieutenant Urkel's lady. So now he's determined for some revenge.
By Lieutenant Urkel, he means Jaleel White, who played Urkel. So just so we know, it's not that character's actual name in the movie.
Yeah, and then after he was done, he's like,
people are understanding my smart attitude just fine by calling
me. I hope so. I'm just clarifying, John, for those who aren't.
Lieutenant Urkel's lady friend is dead because of Mega Shark. So Lieutenant Urkel gets hired or gets recruited into a super secret organization whose one goal is to kill the Mega Shark. And of course, now it's personal. See what I did there? So we also see that a trapper is hired by a lady who is not dressed for the jungle to catch the Crocosaurus so that the diamond mines can reopen and they can make a bunch of money. I thought she was going to be a main character, but she doesn't last very long because the Crocosaurus munches her. Tries to swallow the tracker, but he jams a sleep dart into it and puts it to sleep. And then he decides, what do you do with a giant croc? I don't know, put it on a ship and maybe try to send it somewhere where you can make money. I don't know. So they put the giant croc on a boat, and then without even mentioning it previously, suddenly they have giant croc eggs as well. So the giant croc is on the boat, and then, of course, Mega Shark shows up, and Mega Shark decides to attack the boat. So they're like, well, what are we going to do? Let's let the giant croc go. So they cut the giant croc loose. And then the boat sinks anyway, and everybody dies, but the tracker and another dude who basically bails on him. The next scene is Lieutenant Urkel being debriefed, as he was the only one to survive the sinking. And like I said, they recruit him into this organization. Basically the rest of the movie is Lieutenant Urkel on the aircraft carrier, and then the secret organization gets the trapper, and then you have like the really mean but sort of cute and attractive special agent lady with Lieutenant Urkel and Crocodile Dundee wannabe, and they basically team up and they try to beat the monsters, but they realized, oh, that ain't gonna work, let's make them fight each other to the death. And again, Mega Shark and Crocosaurus do battle until they both die. There are many more slow spots in this movie than I found in Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus. I actually found myself kind of being a little bored at times with this one. I don't think the two stories blend well together. Eventually they meet up, but it's like kind of choppy. And I gotta say, you know, probably because they had the giant octopus in the water and you didn't get to see it really well. I think that was an advantage, because every time you see the giant in this one, every time you see Crocosaurus on land, it looks pretty shitty, like really shitty. But still, I think it's, again, turn your brain off and watch the movie. I mean, fucking, this one stars Urkel. And pretty early on, when he's like, ah, she's dead, he's like all upset because his like lady died, as soon as you see that, you got to know what you're in for. I mean, talk about, I mean, you want to say something about Debbie Gibson's acting? Fucking Jaleel White is not good in this at all. So, Monster, what do you think?
Well, yeah, but Jaleel White, no offense to him, he's not a very great actor to begin with. I mean, yeah, he was great as Urkel, but, I mean, that's about it's the extent of his acting abilities that I've ever really seen. I've never seen him in a movie that he's done amazing in anyways, which is what I thought add to the comedy of this. And I actually thought it wasn't nearly as slow as the other one. I thought there was a lot more action. And, yeah, the crocodile looks horrible, but I thought that's what added to the fun of this one is – I mean, it's just stomping around. It's like it's so cheesy and generic, and like you could totally tell, you know, like it's complete crap CGI. But I thought it was at least you get to see more of the croc and the shark in this one than you know than you do the other one. So the mega shark, the megalodon. But yeah, I mean, I just thought it was a lot more fun. There was a lot more action. The girl was horrible. Jaleel White was horrible. The guy who plays the, you know, the croc hunter guy. I don't know his name right off the bat here, but I thought he was drunk half the time, which actually made me laugh my ass off.
We should call him Bootleg Dundee.
Yeah, he was horrible, and I thought it was hilarious, man. That just made me like, I mean, I actually enjoyed. That's why I was gonna say is like, compared to the other one, I thought this was actually a step up. It was a lot more fun, a lot more cheesy, a lot stupider with, you know, more crazy CGI graphics because, like I said, you get to see the actual Crocosaurus, you know, climbing through the town, going through the town or the city. I mean, you know, busting up buildings and stuff. And at one point, it shows it, and it's like 4 or 5 stories high, and you're like, really, like, so. I don't know. I thought it was just completely stupid, and the whole like Sonic thing, and they actually tried to like use some scientific stuff in this one. That you know, as I mean, the other one did a little bit of that, but this one took it like a step further, like trying to use this sound to be able to defeat them and stuff. And I don't know. And like the whole thing of like, oh, the shark swallows a nuclear sub, and then it becomes nuclear, and then I don't know, and then like the giant crocodile eggs all over, and then it hatches and it has all these giant babies, and like I don't know, man, I just thought it was a lot more fun than the other one. So
okay, Maddie, what do you got?
Oh yeah, this movie's a fucking blast. I like it more than the first one too. First off, you got Stefan Arkell, and he's just complaining that his equipment isn't ready, and you can't do this, you can't do that. He's basically whining the whole time. It's fucking hilarious. And then you got, wasn't the crocodile guy's name like Hutchinson or something? Or am I wrong?
Let's just call him Bootleg Dundee.
Okay, Bootleg Dundee is fucking hilarious, like a monster said. And he's all, oh, I want my money and blah, 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 and like flirty. And he's, you know, he's the stereotype. It's hilarious. And just the whole movie's hilarious and fun. Like you guys already said, like, the CG is not good. I love seeing the crocodile just walk around, like, what, attacking SeaWorld and stuff. And, like, it's like the shark jumping out of the water. It feels like the same, like, CGI rendering or shots. He just jumps out of the water, like, destroys shit. It's such a fun movie. And, yeah, I think Urkel is hilarious in it. And, like, it's funny that he plays, like, a scientist type since, you know,
exactly. Steve Urkel. Exactly.
And he's just basically whining and fighting with the other guy the whole time. And then whenever the one girl dies, he's like, oh, my fiance. It's like, that's not your fiance. I'm like, that shit's hilarious. It's a fun movie. Turn your brain off. Have fun. I love you this know, movie.
The one thing about this movie that remember, I was talking about previously, they had that footage, it switches between Destroyer and Battleship, and they keep calling it Destroyer. Yeah. And it's the same fucking footage in this movie, but they double down on it because they have the aircraft carrier that Robert Picardo, the Admiral guy, is on. And if you look at the aircraft carrier, when they keep going to an establishing shot that they're back at the carrier, there is a wide shot. And not only is the carrier not moving, but it's actually like moored to like a dock, and you could see the big giant, you know, pillar that it's tied up to, and there's actual establishing shots where it's supposed to be at sea, and not only is it still tied up and sitting still, but you could see like boats going past it, ships going past it out of the harbor. So Yeah, they really did double down on the dumb here. And you know what?
Hilarious.
But see, I don't like I didn't like Jaleel White. I don't like Lieutenant Urkel. I just, you know, every time he's on, I'm just like rolling my eyes going, yeah, move it along, dude.
He's not good.
Get a bit annoying in this. He does.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's whining the whole time.
Family Matters days. Weren't we saying that back in Family Matters days? Like,
no.
He did, Steve Urkel.
No, I mean, I don't know. I just didn't really like him in there. So that probably was what kind of. Because it's got a lot of the same flaws as the first one that didn't bother me as much. It's just I didn't like the Jaleel White character at all. So we haven't heard from Keith yet. So Keith, what do you think about this one?
I mean, this movie was wild to me. I mean, when I first saw Steve Urkel, I was like, this is going to be fucking amazing. And then I watched it and it was just like Steve Urkel. What were we naming the one guy? Bubba Luska. What were we naming him?
All right.
You can call him Bubba Luska if you want.
Somehow Bootleg Dundee became Bubba Luska.
Yeah. But he was running around with that guy, and then the army chick was there too. But I felt like they were in the helicopter like the whole movie. Like they had like good scene, but they did have like what I could say for both these movies was they had actors from like the 90s and 80s, which was amazing. And they had awesome scenes with the sharks and who they were versing. I mean, amazing shots of the shark and who they were fighting in this with the croc, especially in this one. So it was a small cast, I feel. And so it had more feel to the shark, the mega shark and the croc really getting into it. So I thought that was amazing. Like I said, ended with a big fight scene. I thought it had some entertainment value to it. I thought it was good. It wasn't going to keep my attention for that long. None of these movies do. But for what they are, for what they're going to give you, you're going to feel interested and you're going to stick around and watch it. So I dug it a little bit there. I was amazed by that. Right. Especially the
character. Is that a fins up?
I'll give it one fins up.
Wait, did we start doing one and two fins up? Why does Keith keep saying one fin up?
Maddie, please don't ask me to try to explain Keith because I don't have one.
No, I give this fins up. I really enjoy this movie. It's a lot of fun. I like it a bit more than the first one, but I mean, I like the whole franchise, so you can't trust my opinion too much. But yeah, fins up on this one. Have a couple beers, grab a couple friends, watch some shitty shark movies, and you can do a lot worse than this one.
Monster.
Well, I gotta say, for this one, it reminded me a lot of Sharknado, to be honest, with the crappy CGI and everything. I kind of enjoyed it like a lot. So, but these two movies, both of them, they're not the worst you can do. We've watched a lot crappier stuff already. These were fun. I suggest giving them a go. Like I said, I hadn't seen the second one. I saw the first one a long time ago when it came out, but I have never seen the second one, and I've never seen the third or fourth. So when we get to those, that'll be kind of fun too at some point. But
they'll be coming.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, these are fun. These are great films. So I give this one a fins up. But I mean, Jaleel White wasn't good. Like I said, the lady that was the Hutchinson one was the lady, by the way, Maddie. I looked it up, and her name was Hutchinson, whatever. But anyways, she was horrible.
Oh, okay.
She was,
I knew someone with Hutchinson. What was the guy's name? Crocodile Dundee.
Putnam.
Oh, okay.
I kind of like Keith's name for him. I forget what it was, but it's
Bushka.
Bushka, whatever.
Bushka.
But yeah, it's like, you know, she was horrible. She was deadpan, basically. She had, like, no emotions whatsoever in any of her stuff. The guy who played the Putnam guy, he looked like he was drunk the whole time, and he was slurring some of his words. I couldn't even tell. I had to literally have the captions on just so I could, you know, the subtitles, so I could see what he was actually saying, because I was like, what the hell is he even mumbling? Jaleel White was horrible, which was actually kind of added to the fun of it. So, I mean, you know, these, like I said, these kind of reminded me of Sharknado, you know, and with the crappy CGI and all that. So they're fun. You know, they're worth watching, especially if you're into shark movies and stuff like that. They're some of the funner ones you could possibly watch. Like I said, we've watched a lot of crappier stuff on this before. So I give both, you know, I give the other one, the dorsal fin slumped over, and this one, you know, I give it a fins up only because I think it's they up the ante with action and a little bit more cheesiness. And I'm a huge fan of crocodile movies, and especially like Lake Placid and stuff. And even though this one wasn't, you know, as good, I still enjoyed it, you know, for what it was with the Crocosaurus crap. So, but anyways.
Well, I gave the first one an enthusiastic fins up. I am obviously not as enthusiastic as about this one, but I still think it's decent. I mean, you Monster hit the nail on the head, and I don't know if it's because the bar's been lowered, but I'm watching these and I'm going, well, okay, at least they're on the water and there's an actual fucking shark, and we actually get a versus. So exactly. My expectations are suitably low for these movies, exactly, based upon some of the shit we've watched already.
Exactly.
So that's where I'm coming from. Speaking of shit that we're gonna watch, in Monster, it's your pick. What are you gonna do?
Oh crap! Well, since we're on the line of crappy stuff here, I know Maddie's been threatening us with this one, and I was hoping she wouldn't even pick it.
Oh, here it is. So I know what it's going to be.
What is it, Maddie? Can you name it? Let's see if you can pick my pick, Maddie. What is it?
Apex Predators.
Got it. You got it.
Oh, God.
We're in for a hell of a time with this one. So prepare.
Where can we find Apex Predators?
I'm not sure. I have to look it up here. I'm pretty sure.
I think it's on Amazon Prime.
Sure, we pick movies we can find.
Yeah, I think it's either on Amazon Prime or Tubi. It's on either one.
Yeah, I know.
I got it on DVD from Walmart. Dustin Ferguson directed it.
So. What? No! No!
Yep, I told you. Maddie right, kept threatening us. Yeah, it's on.
I've already banned. one director. I can ban another.
It's on Tubi for free.
All right, it's on Tubi. All right, yeah. I fucking, you know what? I will rip on a Dustin Ferguson movie.
I'm gonna be listening, so just
after this episode, Dustin Ferguson's gonna probably block me.
Oh no, that would be awful. Oh. All right, but you know,
I'm excited already, about this one.
I've already banned David DeCoto from future shows, so
yeah,
I've seen it. So,
what are we doing? What are you gonna do? You want to do a list? You want to? I don't know.
I say we stick with the double features. I like where the double features are going, because you got like the verses and you got the Sharknados. They got.
All right.
Multiple ones.
You got another movie?
There was one. Let me see if I can remember what it was. Give me 1 second here.
Honestly, while you're looking, you know, I know we were a little concerned about like basically burning through these movies, but I don't fucking think we're going to run out of shark movies.
No, it's never going to happen. Yeah, there's new ones every week. Dustin's working on Apex Predators 2, in case you know.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, which I would pick that one if we could, but it's not out yet, so.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying.
How about we do this other one, which is which is going to be a step up, at least I'm hoping, called Bull Shark. I've been seeing that one. That's a new 2022 one that just came out. Yeah, so.
I got that at Walmart. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet.
Is it streaming somewhere?
It's on Tubi. I've seen it on Tubi.
I think I ran past it.
I haven't watched it, but I know it's on Tubi.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's both. Yeah, they're both on Tubi. I just checked it. So, I just checked.
All right. Well, I mean, they're on Tubi. So, we can do that. All right, so we got another double feature coming up. And we got a double feature of Apex Predators and Bull Shark. I'm hoping Bull Shark's good because I have no hope for the other one.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm excited to see
him. Probably better than 90210 Shark Attack, although.
Yeah. I honestly, after digesting it for a couple of weeks and then editing and listening to the show as I was editing it and reliving 90210 Shark Attack, the longer I think on it, guys, I swear to God, I think it's actually worse than the movie that shall not be named.
I thought you were going to say it wasn't as bad as you thought. There's something about that movie.
No.
And I want to bring up that conversation.
Okay. At least the movie that shall not be named did have a shark in it.
But the other one had shark, water, and people.
Yeah, it had people in it. And
people trumped.
I'm sorry. It's terrible.
It was not a shark in 90210. It was like a really shitty, like, she grows a shark head because she's cursed by the shark god.
It's Shyamalan.
Sorry. I'm really starting to think, you know, and what I think we're going to have to do at the end of this year. Remember how we did the show where we talked about what we had covered and what so far into the show, what we thought was the best and the worst.
Yeah.
I think that list is a lot more interesting now. So we might have to kind of bookmark that for later in the year, closer to the end of the year, to kind of do a retrospective of what we've covered so far. What do you guys think about that?
I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Because, I mean, we're, 35 episodes in. We've watched some good stuff, and boy, have we watched some not good stuff.
We've watched a lot of not good stuff.
It's getting good.
Yeah. So we have lived up to the name Shitty Shark Show, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
All right. Well, I don't think we have much else to say. I'm excited about Bull Shark. I'm hoping that's going to be fun.